something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. For you to be sent for emergency meeting in heaven, for God to call you for emergency meeting in heaven, not to come back at all, something is amiss. It's not good like that. Emergency meeting. Suddenly, come! It's not good like that. Look at Jacob. He called his children. He said, I'm going. There is a way for the kingdom. Are you hearing me? Listen, until we share the word and let God's people know these things, they will be ignorant. And the things that happen to the rest of the world will keep happening to them. There is a difference. God said, I want to show a difference between the Hebrews and the Egyptians. Between those who serve God and those who do not serve Him. I heard that during the war, I believe some of those stories, I was a kid then, but I'm still sure that they must have been true. They said that there were some people during the war, the civil war in Nigeria, some people who had done some juju power, that as they shot at them several times, nothing happened. They didn't die. Someone who was born again to even see the God. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. When it is time to go, you will know. But hear this. Psalm 63, I'm reading from verse 1. Why was David so madly used of God? And what should you do? Look at this. Listen to me. Listen. God is a spirit. But God has emotions. The Bible tells us God can weep. The Bible tells us God can laugh. God loves. All of these are emotions. God can be angry. That's an emotion. He can be glad according to the scriptures. Listen, your mind is the door to your spirit. If your mind is blocked, your spirit is inaccessible. Did you hear what I said? If your mind is blocked, your spirit is inaccessible. Sometime in 1990, I was sharing on what I call tri-tiers. You've tried everything. I said, try tears. As long as you are very strong and bold for God, He will only laugh in your face until you are broken. When you are broken, that's when you begin. That's when the inner life in you will be revealed. That's when it will come out. That hard man never knows God. Oh, worship the King. And he's looking around. Oh, glorious Abba. With his dry face, you are not worshiping. I'm telling you, it is not softness. It is spiritual. It is learning to open yourself to the Spirit. Look at that woman who went after Jesus. Master, help me. My daughter is tormented of a devil. Help me. Jesus said nothing to her. Help me. My daughter, help me. My daughter is dying. My daughter. Jesus just kept mute. He was going. Till he got to the house. This woman followed. Ah! The disciple said, Master, let us send her away. She's embarrassing us. Jesus said, let her be talking. Master, Jesus said nothing until she broke down. The Bible says she fell down to worship Him. When she did, Jesus spoke to her. And that was how she got her miracle. Oh, I receive, I receive, I receive. I want. Do this, do that. Give me. We're looking at you. What many people don't understand is, before we come out bold to proclaim, we have first been broken to the point that in silence, you know, you get to the point you can't say anything to God anymore. You're just there. You can't talk. What will you tell someone that knows everything? Answer me. Those of you that know how to pray. You talk till your mouth is tired. Your jaw is aching. What do you want to tell someone who knows everything? Until you are broken, your prayer life will change. There's an experience I had some years ago, you know, after praying and fasting. I don't know, but the way I walk today, when I'm walking, started at a certain time. I don't even know how it is, but I walked so long like that. But it started, I knew exactly what happened. I walked differently. But after praying and fasting and being caught up with the Holy Ghost, something happened to me when I came out of that room. There had been such glory just for me, you know, with the Holy Spirit every day, ministering to the Spirit, listening to Him, talking to me, showing me visions, talking to me, showing me things for the future and so on and so forth. Many years ago, that's I believe 1981. And by the time I was through and came out of that room, I knew I was a different person. I knew. As I walked out, I thought, what's happened to me? Why am I walking like this? There was a presence. A presence. That presence is what you need in your life. Did you hear me? Tell somebody, that presence is what you need in your life. Yes. Yes. Let's read what we want to read in Psalm 63. Are you all ready? You have a Bible? You have a Bible? If you have a Bible, lift it. Let me see. Yeah. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? If you don't have a Bible, I feel sorry for you. From verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. Look at this man. He's a king. He's unlike Saul, the king. This is David. Why did God use David so much? Look at it. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I'm hungry for you. I'm thirsty for you. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. It's talking about spiritual dryness. But I'm hungry for you. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. He's saying, I've seen the glory of God in the sanctuary, but I want to see the glory of God in my life. Hallelujah. I want to see the glory of God in my life. You know, it's like reading the Bible and seeing the glorious things that God has done and saying, dear Lord, I want to see the revelation of God in my own life. I see how you walked with Paul and Peter and John. I see how you walked with men of the Old Testament, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha. But dear God, they're all gone to heaven. I'm the one here now. And the Bible says that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to walk with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Look at verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. He says, my soul follows hard after you. In other words, I'm pressing in after you. Pressing in. Tell somebody, press in. Tell three people, press in, press in, press in. Come on. Three. Anybody who's not talking has been sleeping. Tell that person to press in. No, somebody has not said anything to anybody. If someone is saying press in, press in, tell him press in and then you might soon have to press him. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, my soul followeth hard after thee. I'm pressing in. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again,
and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, Before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.